DeSoto County District Attorney Matthew Barton, who joins the show live and in studio. Matthew, good morning, and how are you?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We have had more of our listeners, and some of them live in South Haven, Olive Branch, Hernando, but a lot of them live right here in Memphis that are very in tune with what you're doing in DeSoto County, which is weird. Not a lot of people know the district attorney's business in the county over. Why do you think that is?
Well, I suppose I made a few waves when I started campaigning and said, I'm going to stop Memphis, save DeSoto. Maybe it's just a stark contrast to what we're seeing here in terms of philosophies that I think people, regardless of whether you're conservative or liberal, I think people generally want to see us have better communities and safer communities. And you see polar opposite ends of the spectrums in terms of an approach to prosecuting crimes. And so I think people are upset with the way Memphis crime is going, and they see that we just do things differently in Mississippi.
That was actually on your signage, correct? When you ran for mayor? Okay, because I... Yeah. Okay, so Matthew, I was on a beat last... I think it was last summer, which would match up. And it was at this farm. Marjorie Taylor Greene was there. All of these people were at this farm in, I believe it was South Haven. And your signs were everywhere. Little did I know, all I saw was Stop Memphis, Save DeSoto. And I was like, ah, I like that guy. So anyways, you... We're not always a district attorney. You started as a lawyer, correct?
That's right. I actually was doing the opposite of what I'm doing now. I was a criminal defense attorney, and I did a lot of defense work.
Wow.
I had my own law firm. And, you know, I enjoyed that. I enjoy the criminal aspect of law. There's a lot of areas of law, but criminal law is the only one that really interests me. And I wanted to be a prosecutor all along, but... I knew I'd eventually just have to run a race to do it. So, I've been on both sides of it.
All right. So you get a couple high profile cases, which one involved a Memphis thug. And he came across state lines looking to steal cars, if I have that correct.
That's right.
In the process, he shoots at an officer, one of your guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, by the grace of God, did not kill or actually injure the officer. But that did not stop you from being the top prosecutor on the case. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that was Kyle Dotson. Him and a couple other criminals in Memphis decided that they were going to try to steal a car. And so they're riding around with the programmer. And one of them says to the other, man, I don't see anything here. I bet there'll be something nice in South Haven. Let's go there.
Ouch.
So they found something nice. It was just my courtroom. So anyways, they go steal this car, and, you know, one of them kind of got the getaway car, or so to speak, in case things don't go right, and then one's supposed to be looking out, and the other one's trying to steal the car. Well, while an officer was responding to the stolen car that they drove up in, the lookout, so to speak, Kyle Dotson, decided to start shooting at an officer from behind. It basically ambushed him. Shot at him four times before the officer could turn around and locate or identify, you know, where the shooting was coming from. He relied on his training to move off target, return fire. Thankfully, the officer was not shot, but this criminal did shoot at a police officer 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we singled him out, made him the first trial of the year, because I said, you know, this is a guy from Memphis that came to Mississippi to break the law. We're going to pick him out of the crowd, and we're going to go after him first and get all we can get.
You said in a statement on X, if you come to Memphis to South Haven, if you come from Memphis to South Haven to commit a crime, we will not send you back to Memphis. We will try you, we will convict you, and we will send you to Parchman Prison. And it looks like that will be the case for this man.
He's already in Parchman Prison, which
I don't know
that's something to brag about, but Mississippi prison is one of the worst prisons in the country. So.
Well, it's tough. I mean, you commit crimes like shooting a cop, you've got to face some stiff consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in this city, we just had a shooting last month of a police officer. And they set the bond at, the initial bond was set at $170,000, which was like a $17,000 he would have to post. He shot and actually hit a cop. And that was how low the bond was. Fortunately, they finally did raise it to, I believe, $500,000. But unbelievable. You work alongside with Thomas Tuggle, which is a great friend of the show. How has that been as you've started your 100 days in office, teaming up with local law enforcement? Because we do want to give a shout out to those officers in DeSoto.
Yeah, so I think the law enforcement as a whole has been very receptive to what we're trying to do. I think they understand that you know, everything we do is to try to support them. So all of our efforts are geared towards backing them up. I told Sheriff Tuggle back when we were campaigning and then after we won that, hey, if you round up the garbage, I'll take the trash out. And so that's basically the way we operate.
So, wow. Wow. This is just so unbelievable. He's a district attorney, everyone, a top prosecutor for a big county. And this is how he views criminals and treating criminals like criminals and victims like victims, as opposed to treating criminals like victims and victims like criminals. And that's why they're actually getting a handle on their crime problem. You guys just got a canine little dog named Bruce. Bruce is not some scary canine with huge fangs that looks like a wolf. Is it a golden retriever?
So it's a Goldador. It's kind of a cute designer dog name. Yeah, it's half golden retriever, half lab. And he's a crisis response dog. And he's going to help us a lot with our victims and peer support for first responders that have to go out to tough scenes where there might be a casualty or officer-involved shooting or something.
So go check that out on X. You can go to our KWAM page and you'll see the district attorney's social media account and you can see little Bruce. He's a puppy right now.
Yeah, so he's only about 7 months old, but he's a big little guy.
You didn't bring him?
No, he's finishing up his training right now. We gotta go back to Iowa when he's done with his certifications.
So not only is the DA in DeSoto County tough on crime, a prosecutor, but he's also a podcaster. Because you came out with a podcast, the DeSoto Crimecast.
That's right.
So tell us about the Crimecast, which is a great spin on the word podcast. What do you seek to do in that? Because as I understand, a lot of people do not follow up on these high-profile cases because they have daily lives and it's difficult to get that information. They go to the podcast.
Yeah, that's the idea. And it's in its infancy, so it's brand new. But the idea is that when I was campaigning, a lot of people said, hey, we don't even know what the district attorney does. And we see on the news when these arrests happen and these big stories, but then what happens? And so this is a chance for us to try to unveil what we're doing in the office and be transparent so taxpayers can see exactly what we're doing so we can show them kind of how we get case across the finish line.
I do not want our own district attorney to be listening to this because the second he starts and launches his own podcast, it's all over. So he cannot have a podcast. I mean, he can try to have a Shelby County Crime Cast, but it would be funded and backed by George Soros. And frankly, we don't need that here in Shelby County. All right. So you're a family guy.
I am.
You have a wife, little girl?
I have a little girl. She's actually downstairs hanging out waiting for daddy.
Oh, wow. You should have brought her up. We'll bring her up and get a picture. Always a DeSoto resident, lifelong, or moved there?
Well, I grew up in South Mississippi in the Hattiesburg area. And then when I was in law school, my wife was working for the DeSoto County Schools and kind of saw an opportunity to just lay some roots down, so we ended up staying.
I did want to play this. We got a promo sent in by one of our listeners, Trainer Jennings, who is a patriot and an outspoken guy on our crime problems here in the city, and he heard you were coming on, and he released this video. Take a listen, cut 27.
I want to talk about Matthew Barton. I've never met the guy in person, but he's the DeSoto County District Attorney, and I can just tell you this. When these officers in DeSoto County risk their lives and turn in all this evidence, body cam, dash cam, eyewitness accounts, they know that the district attorney takes that serious. And the district attorney is all about getting justice for the victims. In Shelby County, it's a lot different. Unfortunately, we have certain judges that I feel that don't do the right thing. Our district attorney in Shelby County certainly doesn't do the right thing. Steve Mulroy, it's time to quit feeling sorry for the criminal.
So again, a lot of our listeners really resonating with your message coming out of your office. I'll give you the last 30 seconds as we go to break.
Yeah, I really appreciate that support. And the fact is we do try really hard to back up law enforcement. They're making life and death decisions every day, and they need to know that we're going to take their back when it's over with.
DeSoto County District Attorney Matthew Barton, he is a patriot, and we were honored to snag him this morning. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
You guys can follow his stuff on Facebook. They've got a lively social media presence also on X. You can find that at Barton, F-O-R-D-A. And you can just go to our KWAM page, and we have all of that information.